Texas Real Estate Headlines. 8 Key Resource for Harris County TX Property Valuations. The Harris Central Appraisal District is the official entity responsible for property appraisals in Harris County. TX real estate professionals rely on HCAD data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and market analysis in the Houston metro area. Visit http://8a/ to access property records, appraisal data, and protest deadlines for your Harris County transactions. Texas Real Estate Headlines. Brazos County launches online official record search for TX Real Estate Pros. Brazos County, Texas provides a public online search tool for accessing official county records through its county clerk's office. Title companies, brokers, and investors in TX can now verify property records, liens, and deeds remotely without visiting the clerk's office in person. Bookmark brazos.publicsearch.us/ for quick Brazos County record lookups during due diligence. Texas Real Estate Headlines. Texas Real Estate Commission Sunset Review, set for 2032-2033 legislative session. The Texas Real Estate Commission's next Sunset Advisory Commission review is scheduled for the 2032-2033 review cycle during the 93rd legislative session. Sunset reviews determine whether the Commission continues to operate and may reshape licensing rules, continuing education requirements, and enforcement standards that govern TX real estate professionals. Monitor the review timeline at the link below to stay ahead of potential regulatory changes. Texas Real Estate Headlines. TCAD opens full property database search for Travis County real estate pros. The Travis Central Appraisal District now offers its entire database for search by owner name, property address, account number, or DBA. Real estate professionals in TX can quickly access comprehensive property records in Travis County to support transactions, valuations, and client research. Search the database at https://traviscad.org/property-search/ to streamline your property due diligence. Texas Real Estate Headlines. Austin opens accessory dwelling unit building permits dataset. The City of Austin has published an open dataset tracking building permits issued for accessory dwelling units, ADUs. Real estate professionals in TX can monitor ADU permit trends to identify emerging infill opportunities and advise clients on secondary unit development potential in the Austin market. Explore permit patterns and property-level ADU activity at the source URL to stay ahead of local development trends. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Real Estate Research Center updates building permits, data for TX markets. The Texas Real Estate Research Center now offers U.S. Census Bureau building permits survey data covering national, state, and local residential construction trends and permit statistics. TX real estate professionals can track housing supply pipelines and anticipate market shifts using authoritative permit data tailored to their local areas. Review current permit trends for your TX market at /triarc.tamu.edu/data/building-permit/. Texas Real Estate Updates. Unlock MLS and ABOR partnership powers Central Texas realtors. Unlock MLS and ABOR provide industry-leading tools, transparent market data, and advocacy to empower realtors and homebuyers in Central Texas. Texas real estate professionals gain access to fair, efficient practices and innovative resources that strengthen their competitive edge in the Central Texas market. Explore the tools and data available at www.unlockmls.com/. Texas Real Estate Updates. Inside Texas Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know. This article breaks down the average Texas real estate commission rate, typical realtor fees for selling a home, and strategies to help sellers maximize their proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks equips Texas agents to set competitive pricing, communicate value to clients, and optimize listing strategies in their market. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips at the source link to sharpen your client conversations. Texas Real Estate Updates. Austin construction permit data now available online for TX real estate tracking. The City of Austin has published a data set of issued construction permits accessible through its open data portal. TX real estate professionals can monitor permit activity to identify development trends, emerging neighborhoods, and investment opportunities in the Austin market. Review current permit issuances at the source URL to stay ahead of local construction activity. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Title offers full-service escrow and title solutions for TX real estate. Texas Title is a full-service title agency providing competitive escrow and title solutions rooted in grassroots standards. TX Real Estate professionals gain a trusted partner for closings with a company that combines modern services with established local values. Learn more about their escrow and title solutions, texastitle.com/. Texas Real Estate Updates. Tarrant County Real Estate Records, your hub for deeds, liens, and leases. The county clerk maintains real estate records including deeds, plats, liens, powers of attorney, and oil and gas leases. TX Real Estate professionals need reliable access to recorded documents for title research, due diligence, and closing preparation. Access Tarrant County's real estate records at the source URL. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average 2026 Survey Shows. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Texas is 5.88%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. For Texas real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks helps position your services competitively in the state market. Review the full survey data at the source URL to inform your pricing strategy. Texas Real Estate Updates. Instant access to Texas land, deed, and mineral records. The platform provides immediate search capabilities for county clerk records, real estate documents, and mineral ownership data within Texas. This tool allows TX real estate professionals to efficiently verify property ownership and mineral rights, which are critical for accurate valuation and transaction due diligence. Search Texas land and deed records directly at tellertexasfile.com. Texas Real Estate Updates. Austin Open Data Portal tracks building permits since 2010. The City of Austin publishes an open data set of building, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and driveway sidewalk permits issued since 2010, including issue date, location, council district, expiration date, work description, square footage, valuation, and units. Real estate professionals in TX can monitor permit activity to identify development trends, assess neighborhood growth, and evaluate property investment opportunities in the Austin market. Explore the data set at the source URL to track permit issuance patterns across Austin Council districts. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most TX jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of TX cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.